Sebastian Schnula is the 2009 Yukon Quest champion. Schnula edged fellow veteran musher and Whitehorse resident Hugh Neff this morning in Fairbanks. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Sebastian Schnula left the final race checkpoint at Two Rivers just 35 minutes ahead of Hugh Neff early Tuesday. Spotters had Neff gaining on him along the final 45 miles of trail. So when a team was spotted coming down the Chena River toward town, it wasn't clear who it was until Quest announcer Julie Esty made the call. Schnula crossed the finish line at 10:44 a.m. to claim victory and the $30,000 first prize. He says it's his last Quest and that he plans to retire from racing after the 2010 Iditarod. Schnula was barely able to sign in, get a few bear hugs, and start congratulating his 10 dogs when fellow Whitehorse musher and Quest veteran Hugh Neff came roaring under the finish banner. Neff clawed back all but 4 minutes of the 35 he was down to Schnula at the final checkpoint, where mushers take a mandatory rest. Neff finished at 10:48 with 9 dogs. The dramatic finish closed out a tumultuous final 2 days of racing at the front of the pack that saw William Cleeden fade, Neff suffer a 2-hour time penalty for mushing off course, and Schnula surge ahead while the other top teams struggled over Eagle Summit. Schnula says he knew Neff was gaining on him through the final miles, but he tried to stay focused.
Hugh kept me on the edge of my seat. I mean, I could tell he was getting closer on the river. So every corner I looked around and see if he's there. I couldn't see him. I was like, okay, so far so good. I listened to AC/DC the whole way, so I had my earplugs in.
Schnula says he knows Neff has the fastest dog team. He says he'll take the win, but doesn't agree with the 2-hour penalty slapped on Neff for taking a road instead of the trail for 5 miles leading into Central.
In all honesty, I mean, I really think that Hugh actually won this race. He would have been 2 hours ahead of me if it wouldn't be for his time penalty. I mean, he clearly had the better team. So he knows that, and I know that, and you know, I think for us it's the most important thing. He already had me in Angel Creek, was being an hour and a half ahead of me, you know, by time, if he wouldn't have gotten that stupid penalty.
Neff's second-place finish topped his best previous placing, a third in 2005. Neff says his dog team was amazing in its ability to maintain pace and handle long runs on short rest.
It was it was like living in a fantasy world for a week and a half. I feel like I've just come back to reality all of a sudden. So I've seen a lot in the last 10 days. Now I'm just thinking about a nice shower, a good sauna, and a cold beer.
Neff says the penalty has soured him on the Quest, and he likely won't run again unless things change in race management. Both Neff and Schnula will only have a short break this week before heading to Anchorage to run the Iditarod. Third place went to Quest veteran John Little of Kisilov. Little crossed the finish line in Fairbanks at 11:52 with 8 dogs. Little hung tough through the entire race, with a team cobbled together after the loss of 5 leaders in a fall training accident. All of the top 3 mushers broke the Yukon Quest speed record of 10 days, 2 hours, and 37 minutes. The old record was set by Lance Mackey in 2007. Mackey says he doesn't mind seeing it broken.
I'm not disappointed. It didn't pay any different to break the record. You know, all that is bragging rights.
The 4-time champion was noticeably absent from this year's Yukon Quest. Mackey was on hand at the finish line to congratulate the top 3 and says he'll be back to challenge for a 5th Quest victory next year. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.